It was a nice win for you guys. You guys really took care of business from the word go. And this is a team that, Larned, they give up only an average of 50 points a game, and they've been within 10 or 15 points in majority of their ball game. But you guys really did a good job putting the pedal to the metal in that late or middle of the first quarter on here tonight.
Yeah, you know, we really came out with the mindset that we were going to get up, we were going to pressure them and try to, you know, get them into some traps, see what they did. We were able with our guards to kind of keep them contained into the corners, into those trapping zones that we like to, you know, that we like to get them in. And we did a good job, you know, probably better tonight than any game in recent memory anyway, of taking away that next pass. Our rotations were pretty crisp for the most part, and we were able to keep them into some bad spots for them and some good spots for us, I guess. But, you know, our defense is really what got us, you know, and then Dylan came out hot firing the ball. So, you know, those two things right there probably catapulted us into that early lead, and then I think everybody just fed off that momentum and took off with them.
Well, you guys hit your first six shots from the field here and led 18-6 after the first quarter. But you mentioned Dylan getting off to a good start, and he had 10 of your 18 points in that first quarter and had outscored Lions for a majority of this ball game, finished with 20 through three quarters. Good to see him back in that scoring run here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. With Dylan, you know, sometimes he does get a little caught up in just shooting the three. But he's a tremendous 15-foot pull-up jump shooter. I think sometimes he gets comfortable behind that three-point line because he does have the ability to knock down several in a row. But when we're at our best is when he's, you know, putting the ball on the ground and actually becoming a playmaker and not just settling for the three, because he can do a lot of things. He's got a good leaping ability, so when he gets down in there into the paint, he's able to get up over defenders and finish over the top of them. I think he's getting a little bit more comfortable with it and, you know, in good time for us as far as taking the ball to the basket. Yeah. But, you know, he does need to concentrate on, you know, making plays. He doesn't have to do it all the time from, you know, just shooting the three. He can get people open, you know, with his dribble drive. And I think that's one thing tonight that we could have done a better job of was feeding the post. And I think our post guys could have, you know, been a little stronger with, you know, trying to get post position. So it's nice, you know, to play a ball game that well and then still have that mindset where our guys are thinking, you know what, there was several things that we could have done better. So that was nice to see.
You guys hold their leading scorer, Jesse Hersey, to 2 field goals, 4 points. Those all came in the first quarter. And you could tell you guys did a good job really frustrating him in those last few quarters. Didn't get a lot of looks. Had to rely on maybe their second leading scorer who got a bulk of his points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know, with our pressure, with our traps and our pressure that we were putting on them, you know, one of two things we're hoping for, either one, get a steal, or two, just to, you know, pick the tempo up and make them shoot shots that they're not really comfortable shooting. And I think that's, you know, exactly what we did. We were able to get a little of both. We got steals, and when we didn't get steals, I think we sped them up enough to where they were out of their comfort zone, you know, shooting those jump shots. I think he may have had a couple of shots that he turned down just because he was too sped up. So, you know, it was successful in doing what we wanted it to do as far as with our traps and with our full court pressure. We were able to kind of take them out of their comfort zone, which is, you know, really slowing the game down and running that you know, half-court offense that they like to run. They like to really force feed the post, trying to look for that high-low lob. But when you're able to, you know, a team, like you said, you know, that, you know, only gives up, you know, maybe gave up 50 or something like that a couple of times this year, if you're going to let them run that slow-down game, you know, in the half-court set, then, you know, the other team's not going to have that many possessions. So coming into tonight, we wanted to really turn the tempo up and get as many possessions as we could, and we were able to capitalize. Yeah.
Well, you're able to advance on Thursday night, probably have the late game just because the teams that won earlier, it was the 2-seed one, that was Sterling winning by 30 over, Sterling won by 30 over Syracuse, 65-35. Larned ended up winning by 20 over Southwestern Heights, 57-37. So they pulled away in that third quarter. It was tight for a while there, but still, it's probably going to be Lake, and they have be round two with them, but it'll be on their court on Thursday night. They've kind of struggled here the last couple of games, although they're a team that can still be pretty darn scary. Played you guys pretty tough here first time around.
Oh, you know, with Ryder, a kid that can knock down shots, and he can get hot in a hurry. So, I mean, anytime you got a player like that, you know, they're going to be dangerous, and they're always going to be able to make big runs at you. So, you know, even if you have a lead, it's never secure. You know, no lead's too big. You just got to stay on them. I think, if anything, from tonight, you know, we got that big lead and we didn't just relax and let it go. We kind of stepped on it again, you know, coming out the second half and really got back up after it. But I think our guys after the last Lakin game, I think they're hungry. You know, if that's who we end up playing again, I think we walked off the floor that night, you know, feeling like we still had something to prove. So if it's against them, you know, so be it. I think our guys are going to, you know, have that attitude that, you know, maybe they're the underdog. You know, maybe they're going to have a little fight to them and come out and play aggressive and play hard. But, you know, when our team comes out and plays the way they did tonight, we can play with anybody. We can beat anybody, but at the same time, we can be beaten by, you know, by teams if we don't come out and execute and you know, play hard like we should. So, you know, if it is like, and we'll be ready for them. You know, I think, like I said, I think these guys are, you know, they're kind of eager to get back after them.
Once again, assistant coach Brian Gentry joining us here postgame. Beavers winning it big here tonight to open up sub-state play over Lions 57-23. Coach, once again, appreciate you stopping by here, and we'll see you on Thursday.
Sounds good, Adam. See you there.